I was looking briefly at the website of the Machon HaMikdash, the Temple Institute, which is a fascinating organization. Never been there in person. Maybe some of you have been there, have toured. It's an organization headed by a Talmud Chacham in Israel who has devoted his life to researching the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash and building the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, and has actually, with the support of generous donors worldwide, actually built and created what he feels are the actual Kalim that can be, and he hopes will be, used in the future Beis HaMikdash, which is a fascinating endeavor, because the Gemara is very, very clear that one is not allowed to make for oneself a replica of the menorah, for example. Yet he feels that that's only if one is doing so for one's own personal use, and he does not allow for the utensils that his organization has created to be used for anyone's personal use. They are, in his mind, intended only for use in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he feels that there is not just halachic license, but even, he argues, halachic obligation, because it's a mitzvah, he says, to build the Beis HaMikdash, which that, of course, we cannot do just yet, but also mitzvah, he argues, to create the kalim that will be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Very, very fascinating organization. Again, I've never seen it in person, but you can actually see pictures of the kalim that he has fashioned online. One such fascinating discussion he has is why he chose to fashion the menorah with semicircular shaped branches, when many are familiar with the Rambam, who seems to have designed in his parish on Mishnayos a menorah that he drew that has V-shaped branches. It's a very fascinating discussion on why he chose to go with the circular shape over the very pointy shape. But that website just sparked my interest briefly, just to look, since it is all from this week's Parsha, at some of the sources with regard to this mitzvah of fashioning the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, and also the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash itself, and what the underlying objective is in all of this. So the source for all of this is in this week's Parsha, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Tes, first two lines in the page, V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us to build for him a mikdash so that he will dwell amongst us. And then the pasuk says, "Kechol asher ani mar'eh oscha," like all that which I am showing you, namely, "Eis tavnis hamishkan ve'eis tavnis kol kelav," the image of the mishkan, the image of the utensils in the mikdash, "V'chein ta'asu," and so you shall do. Which Rashi explains to mean ledoros, for all future generations, this is how you should make the kalim. Because this is the source in the Torah, the sixth parasha, of the mitzvah to build the mikdash and to fashion the kalim that are used in the mikdash. So the Rambam, in his Sefer Mitzvos, second source on the page, Mitzvahs Aseh Mitzvah Chaf, the Rambam writes the following. He says, "V'hamitzvah ha'esrim," the 20th positive mitzvah is, "Shetzivanu livnos beis avoda," that God commanded us to build a beis avoda, a house of service. Rambam continues, and he says, Barry, extra one, extra sheet. So the Rambam writes, continues, he says as follows, second paragraph of the page, he says, "Bo yihya ha-hakrava ve-havaras ha-esh tamid," that is where in the mikdash there shall always be sacrifice, burning of the fire in the Mizbeach, "V'elav yihya ha-halicha v'ho'aliyah l'regel," and that's where they will walk when it comes to the Yomim Tovim, v'hakibutz b'kol shana, and the ingathering of Jews each and every year. Now it's interesting, when the Rambam defines the essence of what the Mikdash is all about, what does he choose to speak about? The Mikdash had so much happening there. You could have said anything about the Beis HaMikdash. Yet what he chooses to focus on is that it is primarily a Beis Avoda, a house of service. And in defining it, he says, and that is where there will be sacrifice, the constant burning of the fire, and that is where the Jews shall walk each and every Yom Tov to gather together. One fascinating tangential point, when I was in Israel a couple weeks ago, so they arranged for one of the residents of Ir David, which is at the bottom of the, just outside the Shar HaShbot, down the hill, where the old temple era Jewish city used to be. And one of the residents there took us into an archaeological site still under excavation, so not yet open to the public, apparently. They apparently found a number of years back, while doing some repairs on a street that collapsed in some storm. So whenever you dig down in it in Yerushalayim, you come up with who knows what from Jewish history. They apparently found a Herodian-era Roman paved road that leads straight from Ir David, which is where the Jews lived during the second Beis HaMikdash, all the way up to Har HaBayis, which they believe was the main road that Ole Regel used to take when they were coming up to the Beis HaMikdash each and every Yom Tov. And they took us, it's underground, it's under all of the houses that are now built numerous layers above it. It's an underground tunnel with reinforced steel and concrete. It just takes you along this road. And you see, on this, it was a very wide road. They found some Roman-era coins still on the road. Fascinating just to see. They believe that it was just covered in rubble during the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and coins are still left there, just lying in place on that road. And you see the side of the roads where they have the stands, the storekeepers would stand and sell their wares. And this main road leading all the way up, they're still digging to uncover it because it's just a long road that goes all the way from the bottom of the mountain all the way up to Har HaBayis. Remarkable. They said this is the Alila Regal road, they said. So they're still apparently they're tunneling down from Har HaBayis down to Ir David, from the Ir David up, and they're looking to meet somewhere in the middle. Remarkable is to walk that road. And see, this is what I'm talking about here. Elav Yihya Halicha V'Alila Regal, in that direction, to the Mikdash, is where they would walk each and every year for the Yom Tovim. And the mitzvah, and the pasuk that the Rambam cites as the source for this mitzvah is this pasuk, V'Asli Mikdash. So Rambam says, Hinei Hizbayar Shebinyan Beis HaBechira Mitzvah B'fini Atzma. This mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah unto itself. What about the mitzvah of building the kelim? But the parsha this week describes all of the kelim. V'asu Aron and Shulchan and Kapores and Kruvim and Mizbeach, Menorah. Everything is described this week's parsha, next week's parsha. So the Rambam then writes, he says, we've already explained that this mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaBechira includes, he says, many different components. And the menorah and the shulchan and the mizbeach are all parts of this mikdash mitzvah. That's the Rambam Shita. Rambam says that there's one mitzvah, building the Beis HaMikdash, v'asu l'mikdash. Everything that follows, all the other discussions in this week's parsha of the kelim, are all included. And he mentions specifically the menorah, the shulchan, and the mizbeach. They're all included, and he says, Vezulasam, and the others. They're all included as subcategories of this one mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Rambam's take on these lists of mitzvahs. Mitzvah to build the Mikdash, and as subcategories of that, mitzvah to fashion all of these kelim. The Ramban, however, disagrees, and the third source in the sheet, in his Hasagos to the Sefer Mitzvos, the Ramban writes the following. He says, "V'lo huchsher be'enai hatam shekasa boharav." I don't like that explanation the Rambam wrote. Shehem chelek mechelke hamikdash. That these are all components of the mitzvah of building the mikdash. Why? Says the Ramban, "Lefi she'ein hakelim chelek min habayis." The kelim, the utensils, are not part of that mitzvah of building the bayis, aval hem shtayim mitzvos. They are separate mitzvos. Ve'enon ma'akbos zu es zu. One does not impede the fulfillment of the other. U'makriven be'bayis afapisha ein bo kelim elu. If in theory you had the mikdash and no utensils, you can still bring karbanos without the menorah, without the shulchan. So the Ramban, in referring to all of these numerous kelim mentioned in this week's parsha, says these are separate mitzvos. One mitzvah to build the base of mikdash, a separate mitzvah to fashion the various kelim. Now the truth is, he speaks further, and he says that in his mind, the individual mitzvah of the menorah is really part and parcel of the mitzvah to light the menorah. The mitzvah of the shulchan is part and parcel of the mitzvah to have lechem upon him. Meaning, the Torah says, light the menorah and have lechem upon him. Well, you have to have a menorah to light it. You have to have a shulchan to put the lechem upon him on the shulchan. So the construction of the menorah is in order to enable the mitzvah of lighting it. The construction of the shulchan is in order to enable the mitzvah of putting lechem upon him on the shulchan. In the Ramban's view, these are not part and parcel of the mitzvah of building the mikdash. These are each kli is part and parcel of the mitzvah that is associated with that particular utensil. Lighting the menorah, putting lechem upon him on the shulchan. To do those mitzvahs, you have to have a menorah. You have to have a shulchan. And I guess building the mizbeach would be in order to enable the bringing of karbanos. So according to Ramban, these are all separate mitzvahs, not connected to the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. So getting back to that Temple Institute. I'm sorry? Yes, correct. So getting back to the Temple Institute, you know, they're focused on building the kelim of the mikdash. According to the Rambam, what they're doing is essentially components of the mitzvah of building the mikdash. They're not building the mikdash itself, but they're working on subcategories of that mitzvah. According to the Ramban, no, they are actually engaged in separate preparatory mitzvah acts of the menorah, of the shulchan, and they have a whole list of kelim that they've put together. Silver fire pans, silver measuring cups, silver shovels. You can look online for a very fascinating virtual tour of the utensils that they've put together. Now, Rav Asher Weiss, in his Sefer Minchas Asher, has a very interesting suggestion as to why would this conceptually be a distinction between the Rambam and the Ramban. Why would the Rambam say that the making of the kelim are really all subcategories of the mitzvah of building the mikdash? And the Ramban says, no, what do you mean? There's one mitzvah to build the mikdash, and then the fashioning of the kelim, of the utensils, is a separate obligation altogether, unique to the particular mitzvah associated with that utensil. Making the menorah, to light the menorah. Making the shulchan, to put lachem upon him on the shulchan. Those are all separate mitzvahs according to the Ramban. What's the basis for this conceptual distinction? So Rav Asher Weiss suggests the following. He says, perhaps this all comes back to, and this is perhaps the most fundamental discussion as relates to this week's parsha. Perhaps it all comes back to what really is the purpose of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. What is it all about? All these next few weeks' parshios, all about Mikdash, Mishkan. What ultimately is the purpose of the Mishkan / Mikdash? Why do we need it? Why do we have it? What's the mitzvah for? So he says, look at the Rambam very carefully. If we look back, for example, in the Rambam we mentioned, the second source on the page, Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Aseh Chaf. Second source on the page, just look back at that same Rambam I mentioned before, but look at it carefully. Rambam says, the HaMitzvah HaEsrim, Hishetzivanu Livnos Beis Avoda. The Rambam defines the Mikdash as a house of service. It is a Beis Avoda. Look now at the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira. That's the fourth source on the page. Rambam Beis HaBechira says the following. He says, Mitzvas Aseh La'asos Bayis LaHashem. It is a mitzvah to build a house for God. Muchan, that is ready. Lios makrivim bo hakarbanos, to bring karbanos in that house, so to speak. V'chogigin elav shalosh pa'amim b'shana, and to celebrate there 3 times a year. Shenemar, as it says, v'asu li mikdash. So here again, in his Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, when defining the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash, how does he define it? It's a mitzvah to build a bayis. in which we can bring karbanos and celebrate three times a year. Right? So both in Sefer Mitzvos and in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam defines the purpose of the Mikdash as a place for avoda. Now, you'll ask, well, what else should he define it as? It's not a place for birthday parties. What else would you think of the Mikdash as being there for? So he says, well, look at the Ramban in this week's parsha. The Ramban in this week's parsha, next source in the page, tells us the following. He says, V'omar, the Pasuk said in Parshas Yisro, when God is talking to the Jews at Har Sinai, the Pasuk says the following. Va'atem tihiyuli mamlachas kohanim v'goy kadosh. God at Har Sinai instructed the Jews to be a kingdom of kohanim, of priests, and a holy nation. Says Ramban, v'hinehem kadoshim. So if we are now designated as holy, therefore, ru'uyim sheyiye bahem mikdash, we now are deserving of, or worthy of, or perhaps in need of, a mikdash lahashros shchinaso b'nehem, to enable God's presence to dwell among us. So here, says Rav Asher Weiss, look at the Ramban. Unlike the Rambam, who defined the primary purpose of the mikdash as being a beis avoda, a bayis shemakrivim bo karbanos, the Ramban, in contrast, defines the mikdash as intended for one purpose only, for God's Shechina to dwell among us. No mention of karbanos of avoda. The purpose of the mikdash for Ramban is to bring Shechina down to Klal Yisrael. And says Ramban, that's why, b'lochein tziva tchila al devar ha-mishkan. That's why right after Kabbalah Satorah, Aseres Adibros, the first thing God tells us is the Mishkan. Sheyihi yelo beis bayis besocham mikudosh l'shmo. God needed a Mishkan to have a bias sanctified for him to dwell among us. And Ramban repeats it again, the second paragraph on the page here in that source. V'hine ikur ha-chefetz b'mishkan. He says it right outright. The main primary purpose, the interest that God had in the Mishkan, hu makom menuchas ha-shechina, is a place for the Shechina to dwell, which happens to be, he says, shehu ha-aron, which is the aron. Pasuk says, "V'no arati l'cha sham, that I will meet with you there. V'dibarti etcha mi'al ha-kaporos, I'll speak to you from above the kaporos." And that's where Ramban says, "Al kein hiktim ha'aron v'akaporos." If you look in this week's parsha, right after those two first psukim that I cited on top of the page, right after v'asu l'miktosh and v'chein tasu, the very next pasuk is v'asu aron ha-seishitim. The first order given after v'asu l'miktosh is make the aron. Why? Because if the purpose of the Mishkan, says Ramban, is for God's Shechina to dwell among us, well, that was on the aron primarily. That's where God's Shechina was focused. So the aron is the first kli that we're given the mitzvah to build, because that's the most important as far as the purpose of the Mishkan is concerned. And again, Ramban in the third line there, third paragraph. V'sod ha-mishkan hu? Sheyiyah ha-kavod asher shochan al har Sinai shochin olav benistar. The purpose of the Mishkan is that God's presence, God's Shechina that was at Har Sinai, should be in the Mishkan as well. So, says Rav Asher Weiss, look at the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam, the primary purpose of the Mikdash is a place for Karbanos, a place for Avoda, a place for Aliyah L'Regel. According to Ramban, the primary purpose of the Mishkan and Mikdash is a place for the Shechina. Well, if that's the case, that it, meaning whereas by Har Sinai everyone saw God, here it's enclosed the Mishkan. You couldn't see it from the outside. Right? Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim would see it right there, but it was hidden, generally speaking. Right. But says Rav Asher Weiss, according to the Rambam, the primary purpose of the Mikdash is for Avoda. Well, then I understand very well. The Kalim are all in order to facilitate the Avoda. You need Kalim to do the Avoda. You need the Mizbech and the Shulchan and the Menorah. It's all part of the Avoda. Oh, well, if the Mikdash is for Avoda and the Kalim are how you facilitate the Avoda, well, then, of course, the Kalim are part and parcel of the mitzvah of the Mikdash, because it's all designed to bring about the Avoda. Whereas according to Ramban, you have two separate things. The Mishkan, Mikdash, is for Hashras HaShechina. And perhaps the Aron you could view as being associated with that purpose, primarily. Whereas the other Kalim, the menorah, is for a separate mitzvah. Hadlaka Saneros. The Shulchan, for a separate mitzvah. Putting lachem upon him on the Shulchan. Mizbeach, yet another mitzvah. Bringing karbanos. So Ramban views the menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach as being separate mitzvahs because they're not primarily designed for the Hashras HaShechina purpose. Yes, of course, it's part of the overall avoda, which is what you do when the Shechina is there, but the one kli that is really primarily focused only on Hashras HaShechina is the Aron, hence that is put together with the Mishkan and also the Mikdash Pasuk, and there's separate mitzvahs for the Shulchan and the Mizbeach and the menorah. Okay, very interesting understanding of the difference between the Ramban and Rambam and what the primary purpose of the Mishkan and Mikdash is. But just to comment, one additional thought on the Rambam. The Rambam, as we saw before, when speaking of the purpose of the Mikdash as being for Avoda, highlighted two components of the Avoda. The Karbanos and the Aliyah L'Regel. The Aliyah L'Regel. So, the question though is the following. If you look back at the Pasuk, isn't the Pasuk very clear? V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti besocham? How do you disagree with the Ramban? The Pasuk says explicitly, make a mikdash so that I will dwell among you. So Ramban is, that's Pashup Shana the Pasuk. Why does Rambam seem to overlook, gloss over that v'shachanti besocham and start talking about the Avoda and the Lila Regel? That's a Pefer Hashem Pasuk, v'shachanti besocham. Why is Rambam overlooking that as the primary purpose of the mikdash? So, Rav Shimshon Pinkus suggests very interestingly and very simply as follows. He says, perhaps, of course, the Rambam agrees that the ultimate objective of the mikdash is Hashras HaShechina. That's the pasuk. You can't disagree with that. Why then does he stress a bias for avoda, for karbanos, for aliyah l'regel, for gathering Jews together? Because if you want to know how to bring Shechina down to Klal Yisrael, how do you get there? What are you supposed to do? Of course, the ultimate objective is v'shachanti b'socham, a bias for Hashras HaShechina. But practically speaking, do I just build the bias and there it is? No, it's accomplished through what the Rambam says is what you do in the Mikdash. The avoda of karbanos and the aliyah l'regel together. And those two components, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, are important for the following reason. The aliyah l'regel, the Rambam stresses, is halicha aliyah l'regel v'hakibutz b'kol shana. The walking up to the mikdash on the Yamim Tovim and the kibbutz. The kibbutz implies the gathering together. It's all of Klal Yisrael joining together for one and the same purpose and objective. When the Jews all come together, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, and on top of that, you then have service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, karbanos, which is lashon of kirva, coming close, looking to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those two components together, Jews connecting with each other, kibbutz gathering together, going together to Aliyah L'Regel, and then together serving God as one with havodas hakarbanos, that is what you need to do for v'shachanti b'socham, to bring down the Shechina to Klal Yisrael. So a very beautiful lesson. Of course, the Pasuk says v'shachanti, that's the purpose of the Mikdash, to bring Hashras HaShechina down. But Rambam is giving us the ingredients to get there, the how to do that. The how to do that is the kibbutz b'kol shana, the gathering of Jews together in the Mikdash, and then together focusing on avodas hakabanos, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Pinkus writes that the famous Chazal, the Gemara in Chagiga says, why is Yerushalayim called Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachtav? So the Gemara says, Shesham, it's there in Yerushalayim that Klal Yisrael joins together. Nasim Chaverim, they are friends with each other. Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachtav, She'osa Eskulan Chaverim. Yerushalayim is a place where all of Klal Yisrael join together as one and become Chaverim. And when they do so, and in unity, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mikdash, that is what is needed for V'shachanti B'socham. That's the pshat in the Rambam, focusing on the Avoda and the Aliyah L'Regel, because those two components, Jews together, serving God united, bring about the Hashras HaShechina that the Mikdash is designed to accomplish, the V'shachanti B'socham. That was his additional insight into the Rambam's formulation of the purpose of the building of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Now, conclude with one last one last interesting medrash and a beautiful pshat in that medrash. The second last and last source on the page, the Medrash Rabbah on the first side of the page. That is the Medrash Rabbah on this week's parsha. So, Medrash Rabbah first asks the Asu Aron, why is it, asks the Medrash, that by all of the other utensils, the words used in this week's parsha are in the singular. The Asisa, you should make a kapores. The Asisa, you should make a Shulchan Aseshitim. The Asisa Sabadim, make the poles. The Asisa Menorah Zahav, Tahar. With regard to the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Kapores, all of the Kalim, the Mizbeach as well, it says by the Mizbeach in this week's Parsha, Lashon Yachid, there also, the Asisa Esakrashim, by the Krashim, it's Lashon Yachid, etc. So why is it, asks the Medrash, by all the Kalim, it says the Asisa in the Lashon Yachid, singular form, and when it comes to the Aron, the Asu Aron Atzei Shitim. All of a sudden it's plural. Why Dafka the Aron being directed to the plural? So again, the Aron is being set aside here for special treatment. Why is that? So the first interpretation the Medrash gives is, well, when it comes to the Aron represents Torah, and God wants to indicate to us that everyone should engage in the construction of the Aron, so that we should all merit the study and the knowledge of Torah. Okay, so the Aron represents the primacy of Torah, and that's for everyone. It's not just for some to take advantage of, it's for the entire Klal Yisrael. But then the Medrash quotes, the very bottom of the page and the second side of the page, an interesting message. Medrash then says, another interpretation, that the Asu Aron is meant to reflect the Asuli Mikdash. How so? So Medrash says, well, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael that you are my sheep, I am your shepherd, and therefore make a stable for the shepherd to come and care for the sheep, being you. That's the Asuli Mikdash v'shechanti b'socham. Furthermore, says the Medrash, you are a vineyard, a kerem. I am your watchman. Other side of the page. Layonim v'layishan shomer Yisrael. So make yourself a sukkah for the shomer to guard you. And finally, atem banim, you're the children. Ani avichim, I'm your father. Medrash quotes psukim, banim atem, ki hayisil Yisrael la'av. And it's appropriate for children to be with the father, and for the fathers to be with the children. Therefore, make a house for the father and children to live together. So the Medrash seems to be connecting the Asu Aron to the Asu Li Mikdash, the only two instructions given in the plural, as opposed to all the other Kalim of the Mikdash, which were given in Lashon Yachid, V'Asisa, V'Asisa, V'Asisa. And in explaining the connection between the Aron and the Mikdash, the Medrash says three different metaphors. Klal Yisrael are the sheep, God's the shepherd. Klal Yisrael are the vineyard, God is the watchman. Klal Yisrael are the children, God is the father. And for each of those, it's appropriate to have an enclosure for the shepherd to care for the sheep, a house for the watchman to watch the vineyard, and a house for the father and sons to live together. So what is the message of this Medrash and these three different metaphors that are meant to highlight the importance of the Aron and the Mikdash and Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship? What is that meant to indicate? So Rav Yosef Salant in his Be'er Yosef suggests the following very interesting interpretation. He says, we know from the famous Gemara in Megillat Daf Chav Tes, based on the Pasuk in Yechezkel Perek Yud Aleph, that when the Pasuk in Yechezkel speaks of God saying to Yechezkel, Pasuk is here on the sheet, so says God, I have distanced the Jews amongst the nations. I have scattered them amongst the lands, and I will be for them. God says about himself, V'ehilohem, I will be for them, l'mikdash ma'at, for a small mikdash, in the lands in which they have come to. What does that mean, says the Gemara? Mikdash ma'at, the Gemara says, means batei knesios or batei midrashos shebebavel. That the mikdash ma'at that God is saying he will provide for us is reference to the shuls and batei medrash that we have in Bavel, in Galus. So, with that reference in the Gemara, essentially viewing the mikdash ma'at as the shuls and the batei midrashos in Galus, Rav Yosef Slan suggests the following. These three different metaphors comparing Klal Yisrael and God to sheep and shepherd, vineyard and watchman, father and son, he suggests creatively, might reflect the various types of galus that Klal Yisrael have had over Jewish history. There are some types of galus, he says, where we're just wandering sheep. We're not accepted, we're persecuted, we're discriminated against, we're just lost. We go from country to country to country, no one wants us, we feel like we're outsiders, we feel like we're always on the move, never settled, never in one place. We're the sheep of the galus. Well, if that's the case, he says, during those times in galus, certainly Kadosh Baruch Hu was stressing to us, you need a shepherd to care for you. You're all alone, vulnerable, wandering, you're at risk. You need a shepherd to care for you. The batei knesios, the batei midrashos that represent the mikdash ma'at of the galus, make sure you stay focused on that Torah study that is contained therein to ensure that relationship will always provide you with the protection that you need of the shepherd being together with the sheep. And we know the Gemara tells us that from the day the Mikdash was destroyed, the Gemara in Bracha says, Ein lo l'kadosh baruch hu b'olama el adalat amos shel halacha. God enjoys the four amos of Torah study, so to speak. So the mashal, says Bar Yosef, of the sheep and the shepherd is when we're suffering in galus, wandering, vulnerable, persecuted, not fitting in, not welcome anywhere. We need then the Aron, the Mikdash Ma'at, Batei Knesios, the Torah, to ensure that togetherness of God as the shepherd with us, the sheep. But then he says there are times when we feel very much rooted in our galus. We become the growing vineyard. We live in countries which seem to welcome us, and we're allowed to engage in commerce and to succeed and be successful and to rise to the upper echelons of the societal structure that we're in, be it in the United States and of today, or be it in the enlightened countries of Europe, Germany or France, hundreds or so years ago. There are times in Galus when we feel very much a part of the Galus where we're living in, very much rooted, planted, growing. We feel like we're succeeding. This is where we belong. We feel comfortable there. That's when we're the kerem, the vineyard, the growing vineyard, planted, taking root, producing fruit. And even then, the Medrash says to us, don't forget, you need the watchman there as well. You need the Mikdash Ma'at, the Batei Knesios, the Talmud Torah, the Aron. You need a Kadosh Baruch Hu's relationship there to ensure that you continue to remain successful and to remain safe. And finally, he says, and even when we're no longer in the lands of Galus, even when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, he says, we're living where we need to be living. And even when we will be zocha to build the Beis HaMikdash, we have to always remember that there is a father-son relationship that we need to maintain and to stay focused on. That the Asuli Mikdash, even in Eretz Yisrael ultimately, is in order to ensure and to enable this continued relationship of father and son, to ensure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be living together with us, that Shechina, Hashras HaShechina, the Father living together with the Son, and the Son living together with the Father. And that is the message of the Asu L'Mikdash and the Asu Aron in the plural, because not just for you in this generation in the Midbar, this is for all generations, wherever you are, in all the Galus lands, and even ultimately in the future. Every member of Klal Yisrael and all generations of Klal Yisrael must always engage in the Aron, which is the Torah study, and in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael as reflected through the Mikdash at various stages of our Galus and ultimately in our Geula as well. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
Aksa there.
Right.